Welcome back to HealthLink On Air. Linda Cohen along with you and with Steve Marks, my HealthLink On Air producer.
Right.
And we invited our resident psychologist, Dr. Rich O'Neill, to join us here today. Hello. We have some very pressing questions. You know, the fall is falling away before our eyes, and winter is almost upon us.
Mm-hmm.
And so it seems like the time that we should be taking stock of how to survive this winter, coming winter, not just physically, but mentally.
Yeah.
Well, we always kid around on our show about the winter. During the winter, we always say, oh, the winter's still going on and we can't wait till it's over. Seems to me the beginning of winter's not too bad with the holidays and everything, but it's right after the new year that it just always seems to bring on the blues. So we thought we'd ask you how maybe we could deal with that.
Yeah, and well, the holidays. Go ahead.
What is the difference then between, you know, what we call the blues and cabin fever and this SAD, you know,
seasonal affective disorder?
What's the difference?
Yeah. Well, let me back up for a moment and address something you started with. You said, how do we prepare? Well, first off, I think it's very important to prepare physically, to get ready, like getting your snow shovel out and getting your tires on. Why? From an emotional point of view? Because if you have things set up, you don't encounter all of the frustration you have when it comes on you in a rush.
Mm.
You know, you suddenly you realize, oh, I didn't get the leak fixed in the roof and the snow, and it's, you know, very frustrating. So, but now let's talk about the difference between cabin fever and winter blues. And now it's a little tricky because there's about 4 or 5% of people are diagnosed with seasonal affective disorder, which is depression that is thought to result from living in a climate with less sunlight, okay, with exposure to less sunlight.
And we're wired to need sunlight, aren't we?
Well, yes, I think so. From an evolutionary perspective, I don't know anybody who doesn't like warm weather and the sun.
Right.
And we need to be outside to be around food. We can't live without a lot of clothes, you know. So from an evolutionary perspective, we're all wired to like sun. So for those of us who don't have a, quote, seasonal affective disorder, if we're in the middle of winter and we can't do the things that we can typically do, when we're sort of confined to the house, we get the winter blues or cabin fever. We start to feel antsy and get a little irritable, not feel like our usual self. The question is how to deal with that. And now is a great time. Glad you asked me to come and talk about this now, because now is the time to prepare. You want to figure out how are you going to keep your life the same, not let the weather change your life. Very important to stay physically active and stay involved with the people in your life. Because those two things, if you become inactive, it actually changes our physiology, and being active raises our mood, gives us more energy, helps us sleep better, and also being involved and engaged with the people in our lives helps our mood as well. So you want to figure out how are you going to do that come the bad weather?
Yeah.
How are you going to do that anyway?
What do you think about these lights they talk about? Do they work?
Well, there's controversy about that, and it's people who use the lights swear by them. But the question is whether it's a placebo effect, that it's just because of the way people think about them that actually helps. And I'll tell you about the research. Recently, there was a piece of research done with people who were diagnosed with seasonal affective disorder. And then they did cognitive behavioral therapy with them. They helped them to change the way they think about the winter and behave during the winter. The seasonal affective disorder for those folks who got that treatment disappeared. No change in the light.
Right.
No difference in the light they were exposed to. They started to change what they thought and did. And that's what we're talking about right now. You can't think about the winter as a death sentence. You think about, oh, it's something I have to overcome, and here's how. Let me stay active. Let me figure out what kinds of things I can do in the winter that'll keep me engaged, that'll keep me active, keep me going, keep me connected to my friends and family, and that'll keep my mood up.
And that must be especially important for people who are older or who are caregivers, and they may be stuck inside in that sense.
Right. So you want to figure out ways to help, you know, if you're a caregiver or somebody elderly who has a tough time getting outside in the winter, figure out ways to keep them involved. There's, again, research done that shows staying in contact over the phone, staying in contact over the internet. if you can't get outside and actually meet friends, invite people into your house.
Don't become isolated.
Don't let yourself become isolated. Find ways to connect. Find ways in your house to stay active. People use treadmills.
How about we make an appointment for a refresher on this in late January?
In late January, we'll get a little booster shot.
Okay.
Absolutely
I love
right.
it. Thanks again. Thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome.